This is CliffCentral.com.
It's another beautiful Friday, and you are hanging out with me, Londa Sam. I'm alone. The Love Monkeys are not here, but we're going to have a great time. It's been a hell of a week. It's been a hell of 2 weeks. It's been long since I was here, but I'm back, and we're going to have a great time. We're not going to waste a lot of time today because we have a, should I call him special guest? he is special because it's summer now. Those guns will be out and we will be salivating over them. Please introduce yourself because you're already here and you...
Yeah, I might as well. What's up, guys? This is Anga Makubalo, a.k.a. Knock Music. Glad to be here.
Yeah, man. Anga is going to be with us for the next couple of minutes and we'll take your calls as time goes on and the WhatsApp, and I'm going to give you the WhatsApp number as time goes on. We're going to go to a song. For like you give me love, now you the catch my shot. For your sake, I go go touch you. And we're back. So earlier on, I told you guys that if you want to get in touch with us, you can call this number, which is 0861-555-189. Or you can WhatsApp us on 0797-482090. Anga, let's get right into it.
All right, cool.
Without wasting any time. Who is Anga?
Anga, I'm just a guy that was born in Port Elizabeth, I suppose. I'm a PE born guy. I moved to Joburg at an early age with my mom. I think I was about 2 years old. And yeah, you know, I just kind of got into sports, kind of got into cultural stuff, which is acting, music. And funny enough, I was just equally talented at all of them. I actually could have chosen a professional career in sport. But after matric, I kind of took a gap year and things slowed down on the sports side, and all the people that I was playing amateur soccer or cricket with were now starting to be professionals. I see them on TV, so I figured it was a bit late for me to try and catch up there. Let me do what the other side now, you know. Okay. So I decided to study music. I was lectured by RJ Benjamin, Benji Moody, you know, some pretty big people in the industry, and I suppose they have a hand in making this knock music guy.
Right. yeah. So I'm thinking someone who is in sports, and obviously sports was your first choice.
Yes, I was in love. I had a sports bursary at school, and I was in love with sports.
And then music was it something that always lingered on the side? No. Or
I was equally in love with everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that, you know, how school is when it comes to sports spirit, mm-hmm, and rugby and cricket and soccer, you know. So those were the things that dominated in our school. If you needed a crowd for that stuff, mm-hmm, it was there, you know. A little less on the cultural, and I mean, it just like any school, I think they'd rather go watch a rugby match than watch a choir sing.
Yeah,
do you know what
yeah.
I mean? And I was involved in all of them, but the hype was really around the sports at the time.
Okay. You mentioned cultural things, and earlier on we were talking about culture and seeing it's Heritage Month, and we're like, what is culture? When we're talking of culture, what is it exactly that we're talking about, and what role does it play in our lives, as in right now at the stage that we're in, at the ages that we're in? Do we still need culture? What is this culture?
Yeah, modern society is very dangerous because it can wipe out a culture. And I feel as times go by, cultures is respected less and less and less, you know, because society can do without it, you know. There's technology coming in, minds are getting more creative, people don't need that. But thankfully in our era, we still appreciate culture, which I think is very important, because we grew up doing all of this, these rituals and things that we do. I'm Xhosa, and grew up in a very modern Western society, And if it were up to me, at the time I probably wouldn't have connected, but my parents made me, and I realized the importance of it as I grow up. You know, these are things that we can, these are things that other tribes in South Africa, in Africa and around the world don't have, you know. Xhosa is different to Zulu, to Tswana, to Sotho, and I think it's a great, it's a great sense of identity, you
know.
I personally, I'm going to definitely teach my kids the importance of Xhosa culture and culture as a whole, and to respect other cultures as well. You know, so I think it plays a massive role in our lives.
Would you say it that is why it was easier for you to play the Bantu?
Yes.
It was easier for you to play Bantu because you were connected with
you.
Your
see, that's precisely
culture.
Why. Had I not been connected, it probably would have been harder.
Yeah,
The people that I was doing ikazi with are heavily cultured.
Yeah.
You know, and I realized just how much I'm not cultured when I was in their presence. You know, but you even learn from
and
your
yet,
job.
And yet you executed very well.
Yeah, yeah. I went to, we had a language advisor on set, you know, and we sat down for many hours even before I started shooting, and we went over the words, what they really mean, and how to say them, because people just read scripts and the message is lost in translation.
Yeah.
You can see in the face that this person is saying this, but they're not really
connecting.
They don't know what it means.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I sat down with a language advisor every single day, and we went through the day's script, and we went through the words, what they mean, how you must say them. You know what I mean? So, thank goodness I had my own little Xhosa knowledge that I knew. Yeah.
It must have been heavy, though.
It was definitely heavy. And at the time,
I would ask myself every day when I watched the thing, like, I wonder, how is the mood on the set?
Yeah, mood is great. It was particularly difficult for me because I was doing two other TV shows, and I was a lead in both of the shows.
In both of the shows, yeah.
So it was difficult for me to play this thug called Obakeng on Isidingo.
Yeah, yeah.
Then I go to Zbondio and I'm this detective lawyer, and then all of a sudden I have to play a very, very cultured Xhosa king. But that's the challenges of our industry. I quite enjoyed it.
Great. Do you think culture plays an important role in the music industry?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I mean, you know, and it kind of changes. Eh? There's certain music genres that keep their culture. You know, so if you've been listening from '94 right up to 2017, nothing much has changed. But it evolves in other genres. I'll speak particularly for house, which is the genre I represent. And yeah, it's grown so much. You know, we listen to old school music in our cars, and we jam sometimes at parties, and we're like, damn, man, when house music was house
was
music.
House music.
You know, so it definitely does evolve. But with that said, people still appreciate this house.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What's important is that even though the cultures change or the evolve, people must still stick to it. You know what I mean? And love it and embrace it. I think house is different now than it was back then. But damn, I love house music. I love it.
I
always
love
it. You know, I love the old house music. I love the new house. I equally love them for different things. But I really do enjoy it.
Okay. We're going to get into one of the reasons why you are here, the culture clash. How did you get involved into the culture clash?
Udira let me know. Udira gave me a call. I don't know if he gave me a call, if I was with him, and he spoke to me. In fact, what Udira did was, and he always flipping does this, is he said, listen, I need you to get on a plane tomorrow 9 o'clock. We've got a shoot in Durban. Haibo. For what? Just come. Great. So I come, I land in Durban, I'm supposed to carry all these fancy clothes, you know. I get there, and only then I found out that I'm doing something called Red Bull Culture Clash. And that's how Tira is, you know. He doesn't tell you things last minute. He's just very secretive about what he tells you, and he only tells you on the spot, you know. So that's how I got involved.
How has it been working with him? You've been with Afrotainment since 2015, right?
2014.
How has it been working with him?
It's been great. It's a great career move. My music has flourished since then. I mean, I was doing pretty good music then, but when you move to a label, you move for improvement, and I certainly see it. And working with Tira is great. It's a dream come true, first and foremost, because I was looking up to this man when I was growing up, you know, and now he's my best friend more than he is my colleague. So that's really nice, and I enjoy that.
Yeah. So, would you mind tell us a bit more about the event itself,
yeah,
the
of course.
Format, and what are you doing there? What are you doing there?
Okay, cool. So the Culture Clash concept was initiated by Red Bull Music Academy. Mm-hmm. It involves four crews going head-to-head over a series of rounds. Mm-hmm. And the music battle determines the overall winner. So four crews that represent four of South Africa's biggest sounds, which is hip-hop, house, Afrobeats, and reggae.
Yeah.
All right. They'll be competing head-to-head. And the team that gets the biggest reaction from the crowd when so Gunama decibel readers there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we've got 15 minutes literally to go. Since hip hop, and we have heavy teams. You know, we've got. Mm. I mean, in our team, we've got Professor, we've got Avovo, we've got myself, Utira, Destruction Boys, Duncan. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we've got hip hop rounds, we've got house rounds, we've got all these different rounds that last for 15 minutes, and in that 15 minutes, we gotta get that crowd going nuts. Mm. You know what I mean? At the end of all four teams. It's 15 minutes. We add it all up and we kind of see which team.
You guys are going up against quite the heavy, yeah. heavy people in
yeah,
the industry.
Yeah, yeah.
And Niret.
We're Durban Massacre, man. We are responsible for all the partying that goes on that is not hip hop, not reggae, and not Afrobeat. So I think we own house music right now, man. And I think that those are the biggest crowd pullers, and those are the things that make crowds scream the most. I mean, yeah, AKA and his crew are good. Butter ranking.
Okay.
But Durban Massacre, man, we've got this.
So where to from Anga? Where to from here?
Sure. You know, when I was young, I dreamt of everything that I have now. I've actually got more than what I dreamt of when mm-hmm. I was a kid. Way more, which is the strangest thing. I always say to people, I wish you guys were in my head when I was growing up. All of this that's happening around me was once in my head. I swear to you it was.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the beauty of dreaming. People must dream realistically. You can't dream of things that are out of your depth.
Yeah.
So be realistic in your dreaming. It was. I pictured myself then where I am now, and now that I'm here, I want to go bigger. You know what I mean? I don't want to stay here. I don't want to be comfortable. I want to do international collaborations. Dita and I were talking the other day in a show that we were doing about the things we want to do. We want to take on the world, collaborate with David Guetta, you know, things that sound impossible, but they are possible because we are one of the biggest musicians in our own country. So if we get the right platforms, we will get to those people. You know, I want to do movies as well overseas one day, being an actor and a musician, presenting. I'm doing modeling now. I just signed a deal with Markham.
Nice.
So I'm doing quite a lot of things. It's overwhelming, but I love it. So all in all, everything that I'm busy with now, I just wanted to be 10 times better in the next 5 years.
It's when you're talking about growing bigger, it's possible. I mean, we are South Africans. We are sitting here. We can count. We can name drop and say Mang did this, and they're huge.
Of course.
So there's no way you can dream of something and not be able to achieve it.
Yeah.
So I have this question from someone on WhatsApp. Like, what do you think could kill your career?
Sure. I think many things can kill a career. I think being a difficult person. Look, personally, I've never witnessed someone's career falling. You know, so I can't tell you facts. You know, but for me, I see that it feels so. Other people feel so great when they call you from Cliff Central, from a different radio station, from a TV station, and you're giving them. You're giving them your attention. You're nice.
Yeah.
You're not difficult. You know, things like this come back to bite you. You know, because one day you're gonna meet up with someone at an event, and he's gonna be like, "Yeah, what's up, man? Are you good? Yeah. So I'm so and so, the CEO of so and so, and you know, I really had faith in you until my wife, my daughter, my sister told me that they had a very difficult encounter with you, and you know, it's not about the person that you're giving attitude to; it might be about someone they're associated to. So you kind of want to not burn your bridges, you know? Yeah.
Yeah. So when we're talking about that, do you think there could be one thing that personally you can pinpoint and say, probably if someone said this or did this that, and I reacted in a certain manner, and I'll probably be like the end of my career?
Yo, you know what? I think personally, this is the thing I think, that talent prevails. You know, you can try anything. As long as I'm talented and I keep working at my craft, you're not gonna succeed.
Nothing,
you
know, because people would phase you.
People make mistakes.
Yeah.
There's people that have killed people. There's, you know what I mean? And these people are back. They're making music, they're acting, whatever the case may be, and they're going. So no matter how hectic of a thing you do, I'm not saying do bad. I'm not saying do things that are gonna end your career. If you're talented enough and you're passionate to get the hell up and start again, then nothing can destroy you, honestly.
Okay. So where do people get tickets for the
Red Bull Culture Clash? 23 September. It's going to be mad. Orlando Stadium. You can get tickets at CompuTicket. I think we're expecting thousands and thousands of people. It's going to be an absolutely amazing
I saw there's a phase that is already sold out.
Yeah, it's quite crazy. This is an international music festival. Yeah. It's crazy. It's come to South Africa. I actually think people realize how big this is. I've never been part of anything like this, so I'm extremely excited. And I think people should really go check it out, man. This is something different. We don't have things like this.
And
this is the first of its kind in South Africa. So I think people should go out, man. You know, like
I think it should stick around. It started in UK back in 2010, and it's been running all these years, and finally it comes to South Africa.
7 years later.
Why can't it stay?
I think it should stay.
We can make it stay.
Yeah, I think we can make it stay. So South Africans, please.
Okay, cool. We're gonna play. We're gonna ask you 5 questions. You answer them without thinking about it.
All right, cool.
Swimming or sunbathing?
Swimming.
High tech or low tech?
High tech.
Big party or small gatherings?
Small gatherings.
New clothes or new phone?
New clothes, definitely.
You just said high tech.
New clothes, definitely.
Football or basketball?
Football.
A rich friend or a loyal friend?
Loyal friend.
That's just about it, guys. There you have it from Anga Nak Music Makubalo himself. You can catch him on the 23rd of September in Orlando Stadium, a Red Bull Culture Clash. It's going down. He's representing Durban Massacre.
It's gonna be crazy.
Thank you for coming through.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Wish you had more time to chat, but it's okay.
Well, we gotta rush and work.
It's
and
okay.
Panda,
it's
you
okay.
Know?
Some other time.
Thank you so much.
Thank
for
you for
having
coming
me.
Through.
Awesome, man. A really nice chat with you. Thank you.
Bye.
This is CliffCentral.com.